Chapter 8. The Second Battle. Rikki Tikki Tavi smashed two of the last three eggs. He put the third in his mouth and ran to the veranda as fast as he could. Teddy and his parents were there at breakfast, but Rikki Tikki Tavi saw that they were not eating anything. They sat stone still, and their faces were white. Nagaina was coiled up on the floor by Teddy's chair, easily within striking distance of Teddy's bare leg, and she was swaying back and forth, singing a song as if she had already won. "Son of the big man that killed Nag," she hissed. "Stay still. I am not ready yet. Wait a little. Keep very still, all you three. If you move, I strike, and if you do not move, I strike. Oh, foolish people who killed my Nag!" Teddy's eyes were fixed on his father, and all his father could do was to whisper, "Sit still, Teddy. You mustn't move. Teddy, keep very still." Then Rikki Tikki Tavi came up and cried, "Turn around, Nagaina. Turn and fight." "All in good time," said she, without moving her eyes. "I will settle my account with you soon." Nagaina hissed again. "Look at your friends, Rikki Tikki Tavi. They are still and afraid. They dare not move, and if you come a step nearer, I strike." "Look at your eggs," said Rikki Tikki Tavi, "in the melon bed near the wall. Go and look, Nagaina." The big snake half turned around and saw the egg on the veranda. "Give it to me," she cried. Rikki Tikki Tavi put one foot on each side of the egg, and his eyes were blood red. "What price for a snake's egg? For a young cobra? For a young king cobra? For the last, the very last of the brood? The ants are eating all the others down by the melon bed." Nagaina spun clear round, forgetting everything for the sake of the one egg. Rikki Tikki Tavi saw Teddy's father shoot out a big hand, catch Teddy by the shoulder, and drag him across the little table with the teacups, safe and out of Nagaina's reach. "Tricked, tricked, tricked! Rick tick tick," chuckled Rikki Tikki Tavi. "The boy is safe, and it was I that caught Nag by the hood last night in the bathroom." Then he began to jump up and down, all 4 feet together, his head close to the floor. "He threw me all around, but he could not shake me off. He was dead before the big man blew him in two. I did it! Rikki Tikki Tick Tick! Come then, Nagaina, come and fight with me. You won't be a widow for long." Nagaina saw that she had lost her chance of killing Teddy, and the egg lay between Rikki Tikki Tavi's feet. "Give me the egg, Rikki Tikki Tavi. Give me the last of my eggs, and I will go away and never come back," she said, lowering her hood. "Yes, you will go away, and you will never come back. For you will go to the trash pile with Nag. Fight, widow! The big man has gone for his gun. Fight!" Rikki Tikki Tavi was jumping all round Nagaina, keeping just out of her reach, his little eyes like hot coals. Nagaina gathered herself together and struck out at him. Rikki Tikki Tavi jumped up and back. Again and again and again she struck. Each time her head hit the floor of the veranda with a whack. She gathered herself together like a watch spring. Then Rikki Tikki Tavi danced in a circle to get behind her, and Nagaina spun round to keep her head close to him. The sound of her tail on the floor sounded like dry leaves being blown along by the wind. But he had forgotten the egg. It still lay on the veranda, and Nagaina came nearer and nearer to it, until at last, while Rikki Tikki Tavi was drawing breath, she took it in her mouth. Then she turned to the veranda steps and flew like an arrow down the path, with Rikki Tikki Tavi behind her. When a cobra runs for her life, she moves so fast you can barely see her. Rikki Tikki Tavi knew that he must catch her, or all the trouble would begin again. She headed straight for the long grass, and as he was running, Rikki Tikki Tavi heard Darzee still singing his foolish little song of winning. But Darzee's wife was wiser. She flew off her nest as Nagaina came along and flapped her wings about Nagaina's head. If Darzee had helped, they might have stopped her, but Nagaina only lowered her hood and continued on. Still, the short delay brought Rikki Tikki Tavi up to her, and as she hurried into the rat hole where she and Nag used to live, his little white teeth held fast to her tail, and he went down with her. Very few mongooses, however brave they may be, care to follow a cobra into its hole. It was dark in the hole. Rikki Tikki Tavi never knew when it might open up and give Nagaina room to turn and strike at him. He held on tightly and stuck out his feet to slow them down as they moved through the hole. Then the grass by the mouth of the hole stopped waving. Darzee said sadly, "It is all over with Rikki Tikki Tavi. We must sing his death song. Valiant Rikki Tikki Tavi is dead, for Nagaina has surely killed him in her hole."